You wanna know why?
All right, that is Liar from from Rollins Band, and my name is Alan Gigax. Welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up, and we are going to talk today about falsifying scans. So you may have, from time to time, management tell you that, oh, just take this package out, don't worry about getting it delivered, just scan it as no access or business closed and bring it back. And that is a lie. That is not what happened. That business was not closed. That place, it was perfectly accessible, but management is telling you to do that anyway. Management is telling you to commit fraud or to lie, just like Henry Rollins said, right? It makes you a liar. And don't do that. So there's a couple of reasons why you don't want to do that. First of all, it's dishonest. And you've probably had packages that were delivered to your home or were supposed to be delivered to your home, and the carrier scanned them as no access. And you're like, what do you mean no access? My house is perfectly accessible. How could there be no access? Well, it's because they're lying. Because either the carrier didn't want to deliver it or management didn't want to pay them to deliver it. Either way, that is not okay. So what they're trying to do is get what's called a stop-the-clock scan on every package that comes in to the station each day. And a stop-the-clock scan is either delivered or attempted or returned to sender. It's when you scan the package and you press enter, it's either option one, which is delivered, option two is return or forwarded, and then option three is, no, do I have that right? No, option two is forwarded. I don't know. It does. Anyway, you know, the basic scans, like something happened to the package that day that is the final disposition of that package. And so when they tell you to scan it as no access, what they're trying to do is to create the illusion that every package got delivered that day. And that harms us in a couple of very important ways. First of all, you shouldn't be lying. Second, you shouldn't be helping management to lie. Third, as we've already talked about, it is a disservice to the customer because the shipper is a customer and they're paying for a service. They're paying for it to get delivered, and so we should deliver it. And also the recipient is a customer and they want that package and we should deliver it to them. And when we lie and say that it was business closed and they're not even a business, that's not okay. But here's the other reason that you don't want to make scans like that. Think about what management is doing. They're trying to pretend that they got every package delivered. And so what that does is that sends a message to upper management that everything is going smoothly. Everything is great at this station. Look at that. They got 100% success. Everything at that station is golden. Surely they don't need any extra workers at their station. Everybody they have now has everything totally covered. And that's the exact opposite of what's really happening. Because what's really happening is the reason management has you scan it that way is because they don't have enough carriers to get all the work done. There's more work than the people there can handle. And so they're falsifying to make it look like all the work got done. And again, all that does, you shoot yourself in the foot by making it appear that, oh, with this amount of people, we can get this amount of work done. And it's not true. This goes even more so when you have your own route, because now it looks like, oh, this carrier can easily handle 122 packages on their route. Because look, they did it. All the packages got scanned. And so clearly, that amount of packages can be delivered by that carrier. So guys, please do not scan those items, you know, falsely with whatever they are. They have to have a legitimate scan. And if your supervisor asks you to scan it that way, they're asking you to do something unethical, and A, you should say no. You can't get, I'm going to tell you, right? You never say never that you can't get disciplined for something because you never know what kind of madness management will pull. But let's say they try to manage or discipline you for failure to follow instructions because you didn't scan this package as business closed that was going to somebody's house. When they prosecute you for that, what are they going to say? Oh, I told him to falsify these scans and he didn't do it, and now we're going to get him in trouble? Give me a break. That is never going to happen. So guys, Say no to that. Be honest in your scans. Don't let management bully you. And we will get back to Henry Rollins. I will catch you all next time.